Brazilians like to call their carnival the world's greatest spectacle. The multi-day festival officially begins today, but the street parties got going much earlier. And you can count on NPR's Philip Reeves, our new Brazil correspondent, not to miss them.
The band is warming up. First the horns, then the drums. A few hundred yards away, staff haul porta cabin toilets into position. The French fries go into the pan, and the beer arrives, lots of it, packed in ice, in big polystyrene cold boxes on the back of tricycles. One of these tricycles is wheeled in by Edson de Nascimento. He hopes to sell every can of beer he has. Rio's carnival is a great time to make money, says de Nascimento. We're in downtown Rio. People are coming out of their offices and gathering in the bars and narrow alleys, waiting for the fun to begin. De Nascimento doesn't actually like these street parties, or blocos as they're called here.
Muita morte, muito roubo.
Working on Rio's streets over the years, he's seen too much of death and crime and drugs and prostitution, he explains, especially during carnival. But de Nascimento acknowledges that a lot of people here do not see things his way. Danila Silva is one of them. She's 33, works as a cashier in a supermarket, and loves this stuff.
Carnival is Brazil, guys. It's joy, it's spontaneity. People are really happy. Carnival is really nice.
One of the mysteries confronting an outsider seeing Rio's festivities for the first time, like me, is how so many people can seem so euphoric for so long. These traditional celebrations go on across Brazil for several weeks. I mean, why are there so many? I asked Danila Silva.
We are uninhibited people and happy people. It doesn't matter if you're going through tough times. You get out there, whether you're happy or sad, and try and make the day a bit better.
Brazilians certainly are going through some tough times. The economy's been in a deep slump. The country's tangled up in the worst corruption scandal in its history. I ask Silva if carnival's a kind of collective therapy and suggest that maybe people in the United States should try this.
I think it would be good. Americans are a bit subdued. They need this kind of therapy there.
This isn't just about escapism. Politics are in the mix too. Some carnival costumes are explicit about that, by mocking Brazilian politicians. And the other day I saw people dressed up as Donald Trump's planned Mexican wall. Ricardo Moraes, president of this bloco, says this party also has a political message.
It's the situation in general, especially in Rio de Janeiro, the corruption.
Moraes points at one of the samba dancers. A slogan is written on her backside, calling for Brazil's president to be kicked out of office. Those fireworks mean this party's officially started. The band sets off through the streets, followed by a caravan of oscillating, sweating, and very happy people, of scantily clad dancers and pirates, and peddlers hawking shots of tequila and cups of caipirinha, the mind-blowing national cocktail. The crowd bursts into bawdy song and weaves off into the night. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.